Avram Dov Kahn.
Moed. I'd like to speak about a few nekudas, a few chidushim, before in the sugya and daf ches and sukkah. I want to start with the shit of Remeya. I want to say, Omer Levi Mishum Remeya. Shtei sukkah shel yeitzim zu lefnei mizu. Yep. Shtei sukkah zu lefnei mizu. A panimis and a chitzoyna, inside one and an outside one. The din is, the panimis is ein a sukkah, and the chitzoyna is a sukkah. Rashi explains the Mitzias HaDvarim, the derech of Yetzir Kli Cheres, people who make kelim, that have an inside room and outside room. Inside, that's where they would make the malacha, they would make the kelim, look after the kelim. And the chitzoyna, they'll possibly bring them out to the customers to sell the kelim. When it comes to sukkahs, and the person wants to make this inside room into a sukkah, the din is panimis ein a sukkah. So Rashi's makdim, why should this sukkah not be a sukkah? Rashi brings the Mishnah of Daf Tes, Machlekes Bishama Bishillel, Halacha of Sukkah Yishana. Since Bishama is, a sukkah has to be made the Shem Chag, the Shem the Yontov of sukkahs. We pass it like Beis Hillel, a sukkah doesn't have to be made the Shem Chag. So what should be the problem in this sukkah? Rashi says that there's a new din, Rashi Mechadish, when it comes to sukkah. Hoch ein a sukkah, the minkra milsa, the Lashem sukkah udaboy. It's not minkra milsa, it's not noticeable that he's sitting there, Lashem in the midst of sukkah. Why not? He's living there throughout the whole year. And Shavuot Chiddush with Rashi, when it comes to sukkah, besides the halachas which you know in the binyan sukkah, the halacha also in the yeshiva of the sukkah, that's to be minkra milsa, that you're sitting there l'shem mitzvah sukkah. And if before sukkah you're living there, after sukkah you're living there, poshut bezman sukkah, it's not nikkah, you're sitting there l'shem mitzvah sukkah. The shayla is minale to Rashi, it's such a klal. Then as the poskim say, it's only a din d'rabbanon, the Bach and Tofreish, Lamed Hey, Primogodim. Even where should this din d'rabbanon come from? There's a particular smach for this din d'rabbanon. We know the Torah, beginning of Tofrish Chof Hei, asks the famous kasha, why is it that the Yom Tov Sukkos is Bizman Chayrev? Should be Bizman Yitzis Mitzrayim, and we got that on our covered. He says that Bizman, he also has these lashonos, like Rashi says, Bizman Akayas is like Minkra Milsa, like Makayim Mitzvah Sukkah. When everyone goes back into the houses, we go into the Sukkah, it's just like a Minkra Milsa. Actually, it's not halacha that, but that could be a smach why the Rabbanu made this halacha. That's the minkra milsa yeshiva of the sukkah. The Gemara then brings two brises of sukkahs gambach and sukkahs rakbash. Sukkahs gambach, the Gemara speaks out, is sukkahs goyim, sukkahs noshim, sukkahs behemos, sukkahs kutim. Posh b'shayel, in the irilans, levushlans, that these sukkahs were made for the behemos, they were made for the goyim. So again, what's the chiddush in this? So the Gemara speaks about that the tanai, levashitim, musukachas, kilchosa. Michael Chosse, what's this halacha? Om Reb Chisda, who shat saw the tzil? Sukkah has to be made in the tzil. Again, Rashi's makdim, what should be the halacha in this? Again, we have the with machshitas of Mishamai, that sukkah has to be made the Shem Chag, we pass like Beis Hillel. So what, that these sukkahs were made for goyim, they were made for behemoths? So the chiddush is, who shat saw the tzil? Says Rashi, it's coming lafuki, that it shouldn't be made the Shem Sneas. Sneas ba'alma. The Hainu, even if we base Hillel, that is, we don't need sukkah l'shem chag, but l'shem still we do need. I'm going to get busy, where's the makor for this? The Gemara says, l'fi beis shamai, that sukkah l'shem chag, there's the alfusa, the Gemara brings, where's the alfusa l'fi beis Hillel, sukkah needs to be l'shem still. Some are going to say, there is a pasuk, Rashi's got no zecha of a pasuk. The pasuk p'sha is, that Avad, the Torah says, you have to sit on the sukkah. So what's cool that this mokim is a sukkah? But the mokim sukkah is nikvah l'kfi, what was this mokim made for? Rashi himself said, "Bemes, the nekudah doesn't really need to be l'shem sil. Lashon Rashi is l'shem sukkah bina. L'shem sil is a mikra sukkah. What is a sukkah? Sukkah, by definition, is where the schach is made sil and gives sil a loisa mokim. Meile breg, you make the sukkah l'shem sil. Without this kind, that this mokim has a shem sukkah on that mokim. Bemes, the achreinim get busy with the sukkah daf beis. The Gemara's got a shakvitari there. Why the fear abon on sukkah l'malim es ma'amo es psula? One of the reasons is Reb Zera. Reb Zera's got a posuk sukkah tia l'tzil." And the Malim Esim Amo ain't on the Moshe B'Sil Sukkah, Ela B'Sil Defanis. So you need Sil in the Sukkah, the Malim Esim, there's no Sil. So the Gemara's got a Shakvitari, then why the other Amoron don't say like Reb Zera? The Gemara says, Kulak Reb Zera Omri, because the holy Moshe Mashiach could have said that Pasuk. Rashi explains, they talk about the Moshe Mashiach. And it says, Rashi, the Sukkah's mitzvah ain't on the Sil. So the Shaila is, and first the Rosh Hashanah and the Moshe, and first the Gemara and Daf Chesed, that Sukkah, who shats on the Sil? How can Rashi say Sukkah's mitzvah ain't on the Sil? the Kiddush from Reb Asha. Even a fee, Beis Hillel, that a sukkah, the Shem Chag, we don't need. Even if a person comes along and he says, I want to make the sukkah, the Shem Chag. And that itself, how good for the fact you miyachid this mokim, the Shem, the yontav of sukkahs, that itself makes this mokim into a mokim sukkah. Our Gemara's mechadish that when you didn't make your sukkah, the Shem Chag, you got sukkahs gambach, you made it for the behemoths, you made it for Noshim, there's another way to make it into a sukkah. By making a Shem Sil. There's two ways of making yourself a sukkah. You can make a sukkah by making a Shem Chag. If you didn't make a Shem Chag, you can make it the Shem Sil. And with that, it's this kind of, this mokim is a mokim sukkah. And the chayyad, as a mahalach, it's a chayyad mukhach minei obey in the Gemara there. We know the Gemara says, oh, it's a sukkah, but ashes kanayim, the sukkah's a sukkah kashira. The Gemara's got a shock of tire with it. The maskon is the sukkah's kosher. The shayla is the same shayla. If it's halacha, they have to make a sukkah the Shem Sil. The Gemara says, ashes kanayim. Metzias Adorim is that you've got the sukkah between the two mountains. There's no sill. Even if a person would come along and say, I'm making the sukkah l'shem sill, it's Dvarim Batalim. How in the sky, how does it become a sukkah? So there's another mahalat to make a sukkah, making the sukkah l'shem chag. And with that is in the sky, how is this a kosher, but ashish kanayim. If you don't make your sukkah l'shem chag, takay won't work. Takal fizesh, come on, afkamin in the dinner. We don't pass kanazoi, but the chayra, we all know we're makbid, put down this chag l'shem sill. Anyway, there's the rule in the sugya that there's a storm and you're making the sukkah l'shem chag. So the chayyah, that itself, the fact you mayachad the smokim to be l'shem chag, that itself is sukkah to sukkah. There shouldn't be a reason to make the sukkah l'shem so. Okay, what about the halacha is nishtaz? Oh, and then we have the machlekas in the Mishnah of Beisham and Beis Hillel. If sukkah l'shem chag, if you Beis Hillel, we don't need. Taisus brings Rishalmi that even if you Beis Hillel, you don't need l'shem chag, but there's an inyan to be l'chadish b'dovah. One man the Omer said, you do a tefach al tefach, a chiddush in the schach. The other man the Omer says, do a dover kosher al pnei kula. Poskim say, it's not machlekes, it's ma'am machada, ma'am machada. The shayt is again, where's the makor for this, l'chadish b'dover? They still say, don't need anything, l'shem chak. Some poskim say that it's a gezeirah midrabbonon, and l'fi b'shillah, you don't need to make it l'shem chag. So maybe a person will make a sukkah l'shem bias. Well, that would make l'chadish b'dover. It's a shtickle shver, because about if a person makes a sukkah l'shem bayis, it doesn't help him l'chadish b'dov, the whole sukkah is possible. So about the possible shan l'risham l'chay is that even if you be Hillel, you don't need the sukkah l'shem chag. Something to connect the sukkah, which is shown him taka kol l'fi this l'risham is, it's a mitzvah in a mokkah l'shem daf beis call it. And about it's not l'ikuvah if he's there. Something to connect the sukkah to the onto of sukkahs, to have a bit of a shaykhus. Asiyah mushlemas, you don't need l'shem chag. But some asiyah l'chadish b'dov, you need the fi beis Hillel. The Ma'aseh Morgan Avraham's Ma'aseh that on the Beis Yosef is Mavur that the din is Takeli Kuvah the Chadish B'Dov. Well, why should it be a din Likuvah? So I saw Pshat that could be the feed the Shitta of Rashi. Rashi's Mavur in the Chiddush by Sukkah Yisrim. There's the Indian of to have the Sukkah the Yeshiva is Minkra Milsa. So Ken Zayin, how the Yishalmi by Sukkah Yishana, he actually made the Sukkah so long before the feeding of the Sukkahs, it's like Minkra Milsa that you're sitting in a shame as a Sukkah. If you're the Chadish B'Dov. That is now, that is the scan, that's Minkra Milsa, that you're sitting there, the Shem Mitzah Sukkah. If that's Pshat in Yerushalmi, you have another Reva, because the Shayla is on the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't bring this din of the Yerushalmi that there's an inyan to be l'chadish b'dova on the Sukkah Yishana. So, but there are Kaw, when the Rambam doesn't bring Yerushalmi, there's a Bavli, which is the Leikar Yerushalmi. The Emes Baruch Orch, there's also more on the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't bring the halacha of Sukkah Yerushalmi either. The Rambam doesn't bring this halacha of Minkra Milsa. Tainas the Aruch Neh, the Emes is the Machlik Shasugyas, because Aruch Neh Tainas, the Chayyash Shvem, and they obey from the Sugya. The Gemara, the Gemara first says the Klal, a Sukkah needs to have Minkra Milsa. And then the Gemara brings the Halach of Sukkah's Gambach and Sukkah's Rakbash. Sukkah's Gambach itself, you're having deer there around the whole year. Where's the Minkra Milsa? See, that says Machlik Shasugyas. First Gemara, Shittas Remeah, there's a Halach of Minkra Milsa by Sukkah. Then the Gemara brings two Brises, Tak Chayyak Remeah. The Rambam, Paskins like the Brises in the Gemara. There's no Halach of Minkra Milsa. Maybe it doesn't bring Sukkot Yitzchim, maybe it's possible it doesn't bring L'chadish B'dova, because there's no inyan to be L'chadish B'dova. Yeah. And another pshat, a whole new pshat in the Yerushalmi I had from Rabbi Osher, the shame of his father, that the MS Yerushalmi, there would be a whole new understanding in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi brings afterwards a halacha, and there's a bracha on the Asiyas HaSukkah. Hashekah Dishonim, it's always of L'Asiyas HaSukkah. In Bavli is Mefurosh, we don't make a bracha on Asiyas HaSukkah. Bavli and Menachos Membeis, Gemara's got two lashonos. Maskanas haloshonos ein gemar asiyosam mitzvosam, which Shulchan Rambam explains that lechayev pshat asiyas asuka is only hechshem mitzvah. Hechshem mitzvah, you don't make a bracha on a hechshem mitzvah. And Yerushalmi Zvua, we do make a bracha on the Asiyas HaSukkah. In Yerushalmi Zvua, the Taka is a mitzvah Asiyah. And with that you make a bracha. So the Chayy could say, well, then that's the Indian of the Chadish Medova. The Hainu, Yerushalmi holds, even if Yerushalmi is ready Asuva in Medes, it could also be Mekayim a mitzvah Asiyah. You don't have to do a full Asiyah on Yerushalmi. You can do a small Chiddush, a small Asiyah, that is a scam, you mitzvah Asiyah. But the Rambam, who paskens like the Bavli, that there's no mitzvah Asiyah. Maybe it's poshah, it's not negeir for the Rambam to bring the halach of lechadish mitovah, because the whole Yerushalmi is only going the shetase that there's a mitzvah Asiyah. Rambam holds there's no mitzvah Asiyah. Maybe there's no Indian to bring the Indian of lechadish mitovah. Yeah, just finish off. No chodesh Tishri in the Gemara, the Tanakh calls it Yerchei Sonim. The Gemara speaks about different shittas. Why is it called Yerchei Sonim? One man Dama says, because it's Lashon Isam Moshevecha, Lashon of Takif, Takif B'mitzvahs, Rashi speaks out the whole list. You have Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Lulav, Arava, Sukkah, Nisuch HaMayim. And there's a question, why is it the Simchas Torah after the Yom Tov of Sukkahs? Well, that's when we signed the Torah, but Chazal could be kaveh to finish a different time of the year. Why is it following after Sukkahs? My bit says, I'm worried the Kavar. We know on the second day of Bris Olam, that was when Akshvorch was Mavdil, being Mayim Lemayim. Akshvorch separated Mayim Elyonim and Mayim Tachtonim. Chazal tell us the Mayim Elyonim were partial B'pchi. They came with a Taina. We were up there, B'kirv to the Shkina the whole year, the whole time. And now we've been sent away to down on this world. And Akshvorch was Takim Mephias them. And he told them, yeah, once a year we'll take from your waters when it comes to the Yom Tov Sukkahs with the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim. Shaila is, well, what sort of peace was this? The Mayim Elyonim up there the whole year, the whole time, and once a year, for 7 days a year, maybe if you're the 8 times a year, we take from the waters, Nisach HaMayim. The MS that we know from Rashi, Tosfos, they learn what was the big simcha by the Simcha Space of Sheiva, which the Mishnayos tell us, the Ra'a Simcha Miyomov. It was connected to the mitzvah Nisach HaMayim. What was the big simcha Nisach HaMayim? It says in a bit, Kaisal heard over here, what was the power of one mitzvah? Well, that shpah of one mitzvah gives to the Mekayim mitzvah, you could be sitting up in Shemayim next to the Shekhinah the whole year. That doesn't compare to the Mayim Tachtonim, to what they get even from one mitzvah just one time a year. So that's what Kaisal Mesameh so much about when it came to Simcha Spesh Sheiva. The Kaisal Makir, what the Koyach of one Mayim mitzvah is, what trend is Simcha. Shami brings on the Mishnah, and we say every day, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, Machlekes, one man the Omer says, the whole world is only compared to one word of Torah. Other man Dama says, "Afilu kol mitzvah sel, ein shav ledov echad shebat Torah." The Chaim Elazar speaks out. The Machlekes isn't beside the schar of Torah mitzvahs. The Rishonim is speaking about the segulas which the Torah gives us over mitzvahs. I also have the Taish from the Rosh Yeshiva of Gavriel that we know the Chaim Elazar. There's two mahalachim we know of how a person miscarried to the Eibushter. One mahalach we know from the Rambam. The Rambam says that posh a person sees into the flesh of Beira, shah shah adam is spoining, the mice of a brew of a niflah magdele, a person with that, a person Beira, the shukah, and he sees the chokh magdele, that's miscarried a person to Akashvaku. And we know from Mashiach Shorim at the beginning how he says them soim, which brings a person to Vani Kirmes and the Kimli Toiv, is all the mitzvahs. See, talking, that's the machlekes in Yerushalmi. One man Dama saying, I feel kol elim kuloi, even if you misbeil him in the derech of the Rambam, and you look into the Bria, it's ain't a shovel adav echas of the Torah, what the kiva, which one word of Torah brings. The other man Dama says, I feel a kol mitzvah sell. We know mitzvahs are makarev, we just heard how we see Nisach HaMayim is makarev, it's ain't a shovel adav echas of the Torah. Maybe that's why we can understand, after a whole week of Simcha Spesh Sheva, Christ will make what a mitzvah can achieve. Now is the time to appreciate what Torah, what one word of Torah, I feel a kol mitzvah sell, ain't a shovel adav echas of the Torah. I could be so glad to take this message on Chizuk out of the answer of Sukkot, out of the answer of Chizuk Torah, and with that to become the Scarab Takashvara.